From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jolene Crosman. The 2026 Utah legislative session is coming to an end today. KUER's Ethan Roshkolb has more.
The legislative session ends at the stroke of midnight today, and lawmakers will continue working until the clock strikes 12. After the session, Governor Spencer Cox will have 20 days to deal with the passed bills. He can sign them into law, veto them, or do nothing, which then allows the bills to become law on their own. A record number of bills have been submitted this year, over 1,000, but most of them won't get to the governor's desk. After the session ends, interim committees will meet every third Wednesday of the month. Starting in April, these committees will focus on important issues to prepare for next year's session. For KUER and Amplify Utah, I'm Ethan Roshkolb.
Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson has set the priorities for her administration this year. Public safety and behavioral health and justice reform are top of the list. She posted a State of the County video message online.
Salt Lake County is focused on what works. Housing paired with services, treatment for substance use, and reentry programs that reduce repeat involvement with the justice system.
The mayor also says she's committed to keeping out a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement detention facility. She says it wouldn't reflect the county's values. Wilson also wants to revitalize downtown with a renovated Salt Palace Convention Center. She hopes downtown updates will boost the tourism economy. Hill Air Force Base near Ogden has posted a directive on its website asking for vigilance and for suspicious activity to be reported. KUER's Pamela McCall has details.
The directive was issued by the Air Force Office of Special Investigations out of Quantico, Virginia. Without mentioning the war in Iran, the item warns of rising global tensions and the potential for threats to military personnel and installations. The directive calls on all airmen, guardians, civilian employees, and family members to report anything suspicious. It says communities are urged to recognize early warning signs and to, quote, take action before violence occurs. That includes noting behaviors that signal something's not right, like unusual surveillance of facilities. It could include someone trying to buy or steal items like weapons, explosives, uniforms, vehicle decals, or military IDs. In the event of an emergency or immediate threat, individuals are urged to call 911. Pamela McCall, KUER News.
Measles continue to rise in Utah. There have been 162 cases so far this year. That's about 30 fewer cases than all of last year. Officials with the Utah Department of Health and Human Services continue to tell Utahns their best defense is to get vaccinated. And if you've been exposed, stay home and call your doctor before going to a clinic or hospital. Symptoms include a high fever, cough, and runny nose. Then people get a rash that usually starts on the face. Utah could start paying more for digital content. The state legislature has passed a bill that clarifies online sales tax for streaming and gaming services, videos, and audiobooks. The House sponsor is Republican Representative Steve Elison. On the floor this week, he talked about how people used to rent movies at places like Blockbuster.
These transactions, just like the sale of books, were subject to sales tax. This bill addresses an area of confusion, whether it's streamed or downloaded, that it is still subject to sales tax.
He said the tax commission found most streaming services are already collecting sales tax, but a small number are not. Governor Spencer Cox now has to sign the bill for it to become law. The Utes men's baseball team will play its inaugural game at their new baseball stadium tonight. They're playing a four-game series against Grand Canyon out of Arizona. Construction of the $38 million ballpark began in July of 2024 at the former Utah baseball practice field on Guardsman Way. For nearly three decades, the team shared Smith's ballpark with the Salt Lake Bees. The Bees have moved to a new stadium in South Jordan, and their old ballpark is being repurposed. You're likely to miss an hour of sleep this weekend. That's when Utah joins much of the nation in returning to daylight saving time. The clocks officially spring forward at 2 o'clock Sunday morning. That means the mornings will be darker, but we'll have more light in the evening. You are listening to KUER News.